Delta, as we get ready to start game two, Delta won the front end of the doubleheader 9-1. Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. Jerry Reiner State Farm is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Take a look at the starting lineup now, sponsored by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So leading off for Aspen here in the second game of our doubleheader will be the shortstop, Lucas Lee. Batting second will be the center fielder, Ben Godomsky. In the three-hole will be the first baseman, Henry Hurd. Batting cleanup will be the designated hitter, Nico Durso. He's batting for the second baseman, Calvin Delaney. Batting fifth, the catcher, Cameron LaPointe. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Tanner Benson. Batting seventh will be the starting pitcher, Rodney Stoll, who came in relief in game one. Batting eighth will be the left fielder, Joseph Clark. And batting ninth, right fielder, Caleb Seward. For the Panthers, the starting lineup looks like this. Leading off is the pitcher, Ty Reed. Batting second will be the shortstop, Landon Clay. Batting third, center fielder, Braden Sprout. In the cleanup hole will be the catcher, Brendan Bayer. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Connor Workman. Batting sixth, and playing right field this game will be Rylan Bynum. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Lance Porter. Batting eighth, and playing first base will be Rip Lockhart, as the freshman gets the start over there here in game two. And batting ninth will be the second baseman, Chaz Wilkes. Wilkes will be hitting for himself here in game two. Customarily, a designated hitter has hit for him this season. So Coach Steve Reiner wanting Chaz to get some at-bats here late in the season. Take a look at Ty Reed's numbers pitching on the season. He's had a pretty good freshman campaign here, both at the plate and on the mound. Reed, 2-1 record, 5.79 ERA in 6 appearances. 4 of them have been starts. 17 walks, 22 strikeouts. As the wind gusts once again here. And something that both outfields going to have to deal with here is the game goes forward, the wind dying down just a little bit now. So once again, defensively for Delta, it'll be Lockhart, Wilkes, Clay, and Porter. First to third, Workman, Sprout, and Bynum left to right in the outfield. Bear will be behind the plate, Reed on the mound. Delta getting ready to go here, as are the Aspen Skiers for game number two. First pitch will be on the way shortly. That's sponsored by Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Thank you. So, in game one, Lucas Lee was 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts. Braden Sprout had a one hit, allowed only the one earned run in game one as the first pitch to Lee is in there for a ball from Reed. This pitch fell back to the screen and the count's even. Sprouty had 12 strikeouts in that game. That's a season game high for him. The pitch. That catches the zone. I think that was a slider. Lee asking the umpire where that hit. Got to be careful when you question the umpire like that. The 1-2 pitch. This one's going to be lined into right. Bynum tracking it down and makes the catch. That one was sinking quickly. Bynum had to go down about knee-high to make that catch. One out, and Ben Gadomski will come to the plate in game one. Gadomski was the starting pitcher, and obviously Delta roughed him up, but at the plate, he went 1-for-2, reached on an error, stole a base, and scored Aston's only run. The pitch. This is outside. Here's the 1-0 from Reed. Gadomski checks his swing, but it'll be a called strike on the outside corner. Some plate umpire here in game two definitely likes the outside black of the plate. That pitch is low, and it's 2-1 to Gadowski. And the pitch. This one will be fouled back on the right side out of play. Wind blowing a little bit more consistently now here at Delta High School. The pitch, that misses high and the count is full. Payoff pitch from Reed is poked in the hole. Porter up with it on the first. Lockhart makes the stretch and the play. 5-3 on the putout, and there's two outs in the top of the first inning. Henry Hurd will come to the plate. Hurd, the first baseman in game one, 1-for-3 with a stolen base. Here's the taco time, first pitch to Hurd. Going outside, ball one. The pitch, chop foul with the plate, the can't see. The 1-1 delivery from Reed. Chop to second, Wilkes up with it, bobbles on the first, and they cannot dig it out. The ball gets away from Lockhart and into right field. So Hurd gets the second on the error by Wilkes, and now Nico Dersha will come to the plate. So Aston, the runner in scoring position here early in the top of the first, and Dersha coming to the plate. He was 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts, and it looks like Hurd may have hurt himself as he is hobbling down there at second. Second might be a leg injury, possibly. head coach Ryan Bradford over from the third base coach's spot. My streaming broadcast, the Delta Panthers Baseball, is sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company, the cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another fine sponsor of my broadcast is the Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax with Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room? Help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacey Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Herb will stay out there at second. It looked like he pulled up lame as he was going into the back, so I'm not sure exactly what happened here. He looked to be okay as Clay and Wilkes will work in and out on him from either side. Taco Time first pitch to Durson is in the dirt for ball one. So Hurd with a good lead off the second now. And the pitch. This one on the ground right to Wilkes. He fields it cleanly on the first. Error does not hurt Delta, and they're out of the inning. So Delta will look to take their hats here in the bottom of the first. They've got Reed, Clay, and Sprout leading it off for them. They will face Rodney Stoll on the mound. So Stoll came in relief in the bottom of the sixth last inning. He gave up a hit before making the final out in the sixth. Delta did not bat in the seventh. They won the game 9-11. So prior to that appearance on the season, Stoll had only made three appearances, so that was his fourth appearance in game one. Coming into that, he had a 35 ERA. Only four innings pitched, 10 walks, and a strikeout. So again, not a very reliable pitching staff here for the Skiers. He has some decent velocity, just not real good accuracy. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance. And Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So the freshman Ty Reed will come to the plate in game one. He was 2-for-4 with a couple runs scored and a stolen base. So Reed looking to set the table for the Panthers here. Taco Time first pitch to Ty. Breaking ball catches the outside corner for a strike. So this home plate umpire once again loves that outside corner. It looks like he's going to be calling it all game. The pitch. That misses. As it gets by the catcher LaPointe. And on deck, batter Landon Clay hustles over to pick it up. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Stoll. Comes in over the head of Reed and rolls to the backstop. Again, Clay hustling over to get that one as well. And the pitch. Bow out of play on the right side, and the count's even. Stoll set, delivers the 2-2. On the ground to short, Lee up with it. On the first in time. So one out in the bottom of the first, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. Game one, Lando was 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run score. So Stoll will stare in. Get his sign, come set. He'll kick and fire. This one will hit Clay. Braden Sprout will come to the plate now with Clay on first. Sprout 2-for-3, a couple RBI and a run scored in game one. They'll be in on the left side against the righty Stoll. Good lead by Clay. Down at first, come on by Hurd. The pitch. Misses outside, ball one. Stoll looks over at Clay. Now he'll come set. He'll spin. Dowdy's stealing machine. Pickoff throw goes by the first baseman, Hurd. Clay going to go first to second. No, they're going to wave him in. They're going to wave him in. He hesitated at third. Here comes the throw. It is offline, and Clay will score all the way from first on the throwing error on the pickoff throw. I wasn't sure there as he hesitated going around third. Coach Steve Ryder vehemently waving him in as he was pulling up a little bit. Clay then turned on the jet. Throw was offline, and Clay was by the catcher before the ball even got there. 1-0 pitches outside, ball two. So Delta out to the early lead, 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here at the bottom of the first inning, one down. Braden Sprout way ahead in the count, 2-0. The pitch. That sails outside, and it's 3-0 to Sprouty. Bredo steps out, now back in. The pitch. Clark taking all the way. It's a four-pitch walk. And Sprout will be at first. After the Delta Cabinet Company walk, Brendan Bear will come to the plate. In game one, the Delta catch was 1-for-4 with a double and a strikeout. Sprout with a good lead over there at first. Hurd helped him on. Sprout's off and running. Straight steal. Throw down. Not inside. So Bear will now step back into the left side. Delta using back-to-back lefties for the first time in their lineup this season. Here against Aspen, same thing happened in game one. Sprout dancing off the second pitch. Yanked foul down the right field line and out of play. So Delta. Basically with the same first seven batters as they ran out in the first game as Bear takes ball one. Stoll looks at Sprout down at second. The pitch on the ground past the first baseman Hurd. He may have gotten a glove on it, floated down as it rolled into right field, and Sprout will score. The ball's going to get away from the catcher on the cutoff. It was a little offline, and the point, by the time he tracked it down, Brendan Bear showing off some wheels
heading to second after the RBI single. And now we'll have a courtesy runner down at second. That's going to be Brett Laiho. Connor Workman at the plate. Workman takes ball one on the top of time for his pitch. Workman 0 for 2 and reached on an error as well as walked in the first game. Scored twice. So Laiho with a good lead off the second. He's dancing out there now. Delaney at the bag holding him on. Ball's going to bounce away from the catch of the point after he was able to block the outside pitch that was in the dirt. Laiho not able to advance from second. Stoll stares in. He's set. A 2-0 delivery. Swing and a miss. Workman seemed to be out in front of that pitch. Step out and gather himself. Now back in as Laiho dances off a second. That pitch is in the dirt. Laiho thought about going, but the good block by the point prevented that and accounts even to Workman. Actually, it's going to be 3-1 to Workman. And a 5-pitch walk, and Delta's got runners at first and second. Rylan Bynum coming to the plate. Bynum had himself a game in game one. 4 for 4 with a couple of doubles, 3 RBI, a stolen base, and a run scored. Here's the pitch to Bynum. Comes in high and tight for ball one. Courtesy runner Laiho on at second, Workman at first. So quite a bit of speed out there on the base pass. Stoll set and delivers the 1-0. Runner's going, and it's a double steal. Pitches in the dirt. It's all a point can do to block it. Delta now with two runners in scoring position. Base hit's definitely going to score two here with Workman in the wheels out at second. The pitch, swing and a miss on the 2-0. Stoll kicks and fires. This one will be lefted into center field. Gadomski back on it. Makes the catch. Runners will tag. And Bynum with the sack fly will hit an RBI. As Laiho scores and Delta extends their lead to 3-0 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. That's the second out of the inning. And Lance Porter will come to the plate with Workman on third. Porter 2 for 3 and with a triple and an RBI in game one. Also stole a base, scored a run. We'll take ball one. The pitch. This is the inside corner, ball two. So Porter steps out, takes a couple of deep breaths, steps back in. The pitch, swing and a miss. I think Porter was fooled on that pitch, looked to be a breaking ball from Stoll. Two outs here to bottom of first, Delta leads 3-0. The 2-1's going to hit Porter. So Delta now with runners on the corners and Rip Lockhart coming to the plate. Lockhart did not appear in game one. Been the backup first baseman this season and has had limited appearances. In 9 at-bats, he's batting .667 with a couple of doubles, 4 RBI. Takes ball one, and Porter's going to steal second uncontested. The 1-0. Fouled at the plate. So the count's even to Ritt. 1-1. Dealt it with a couple of runners in scoring position. As Ritt will take ball two. Porter out at second, Workman at third. Pitch from Stoll. On the ground to third. Third baseman Benson up with it. He's going to tag Porter coming from second to get the third out of the inning. So Delta scores three in the bottom of the first on just the one hit. Here's going to send their 5, 6, and 7 batters to the plate in the top of the second. It's time for Panther Pride, which is sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly a one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So it is Military Appreciation Day here at the ballpark today. The color guard for Delta was made up today by Dave Lopez, who is a senior and enlisted in the Army. He reports to basic training in July. Senior Tevis Chafin is also enlisted in the Army. He'll report to basic training in August. Landon Watson, listed in the Marine Corps, reports to basic training in June. And Jillian Carlson has accepted the appointment to the United States Air Force Academy. She reports in June. Not present today was Akaya Johnson. She's enlisted in the Army, and she'll report to basic training in May. Throwing out the first pitch today, Major Francisco Hernandez, the 1996 graduate of Delta High School. He's currently the head of the JROTC here at Delta. So my sincere gratitude and appreciation for their service. First pitch to LaPointe is a strike, and the second pitch is swung on for a strike as well. So Reed jumping out way ahead on LaPointe here to start the second inning. The pitch. This is high. LaPointe 1-for-2 in game one. And the pitch. That'll miss outside and the count's even. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Reed. Poked back foul off the backstop. And the pitch. Ooh. Umpire going to say that LaPointe did check his swing and the count's now full. Reed stares in. He's got his sign. Here's the payoff pitch. That pitch misses somewhere. I think it was low. And LaPointe will be the base runner with a Delta Cabinet Company watch. Entering third baseman Tanner Benson to the plate. Benson in game one. Struck out and had a sacrifice. He's going to
sets the fat butt again and goes to Reed. Reed sails this one over Lockhart's head. Wilkes rushes over to it, gets it back in. Benson ends up at second because of the error of LaPointe at third. So no outs here in the top of the second. And Rodney Stoll coming to the plate to try to help his cause with a couple of ducks on the pond. Stoll in from the left side. The pitch from the righty Reed is low, ball one. And the pitch. Check swing called strike. Here's the 1-1 from Reed. This one blasted foul on the left side out of play. And the pitch. Breaking ball. Misses. And the count's even. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Reed. That is going to hit Stoll. So now with no outs, Aspen's got the bases loaded, and Joseph Clark is coming to the plate. Clark came in as a courtesy runner in game one, I believe. Actually, I take that back. He came in as a pinch hitter, reached on an error. So Reed with a little bit of in a little bit of a jam early. Delta leads 3-0 on the Sunflower Reed scoreboard. The pitch. In there for a strike to Clark. Reed kicks and fires. Chopper to Wilkes. He'll go to Clay at second. On to first. So a run will score on the fielder's choice. So Aspen cutting into Delta's lead a little bit here. It's 3-1 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. One out and runners on the corners for the Skiers. Caleb Seward to the plate. Seward had a early departure of the first game. He was only 0-for-1, and he'll take strike one. Here on the top of time, first pitch to him. Good lead by Stoll down at first, held on by Lockhart. He's going. There's the pitch to Wilkes, and it's going to get through to Seward. Will be at first on the error is Clark tried to go first to third, and that play was a lot closer than I think he anticipated on a great throw from Sprout in center field. So again, runners on the corners for the Skiers, one out. Runners going. An uncontested stolen base from Seward over at first. The runners at second and third now for the Skiers. Clark's the runner over on third. Lucas Lee at the plate with a 1-0 count. Lee lined out to right field to lead off the game. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So aces across the board, one ball, one strike, one out. A pitch from Reed. Gets by Bear. Bear quickly. Quickly out of the crouch as Clark misread it. Not able to score, so. Jam will be 2-1 to Lee. Reed chips in. Has his sign. The pitch, swing and a miss from Lee. down season. There's the 2-2 delivery from Reed. This one popped up on the right side. Foul. Playable. And Bear could not make the catch in foul ground. Bear called off Lockhart. I'm not sure who had the better play on that. The wind here blowing left to right across the field was blowing that ball away from Bear. So Reed will kick and fire. In the dirt, blocked by Bear, and becomes no hole. And the pitch. Curveball misses the inside corner barely. And the Delta Cabinet Company walk will load the bases. One out, Ben Yadomski to the plate. He grounded out the third last inning. The pitch, the liner over Wilkes' head at second. It's going to roll all the way to the wall in right center. One run will score. Two runs will score. Three runs will score. It'll be a bases clearing triple for Yadomski. And the Steers have their first lead of the day. It is now 5-3 Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So if you recall, last year when Delta traveled to Aspen, game two of that doubleheader, Delta had gone up early, couldn't put Aspen away. Aspen started to come back, ended up getting within three runs before Delta closed it out. Here they let Aspen back into this one and now take the lead 5-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard with one out in the top of the second inning. Henry Hurd will come to the plate. Hurd reached on an error by Wilkes last inning. Taco Cutler pitch to Hurd. Popped up down the right field line. This could be trouble. Bynum tracks it down. Throw home, not in time to get Yadomski from third. So the fat fly is the second out of the inning, but it allows Aspen to plate another run at 6-3 Steers on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Nico Durso will come to the plate as the ninth batter of the inning. He's 0-for-1 today. Pitch. Swing and a miss. Here's the 0-1 from Reed. That misses outside. Reed stares in, has his gun, and kicks and fires. That went in the dirt. This one on a frozen rope to short. Clay knocks it down, up with it, throw offline. Lockhart not able to make the stretch and stay off the bag, so Dursa will be on via the error, and LaPointe will come to the plate. Runners going, and this one will be fouled
on the third base side. A point walk to lead off the inning. Came around to score Aspen's first run. They now lead 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Runner's going again. Throw down is in time, and Clay cannot hold on to the ball down there. So Terso with a stolen base. And LaPointe at the plate with a 1-1 count. The pitch, low. So Terso, the runner at second. LaPointe at the plate, LaPointe. And now Reed's going to ask for a new baseball. Two outs, top of two. Set. Now read set. A 2-1 delivery. This is high. The pitch. That one at the knees for strike two, and the count's full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, top of the second inning. Skeeters lead 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The payoff pitch misses. Throw down, and Terso in under the tag. So Aspen with runners on the corners, and Tanner Benson to the plate. He reached on an error after trying to sacrifice LaPointe over. Benson ended up coming around to score. So LaPointe at first, Terso at third. Reed set to work to Benson. Daddy Steel Machine throw over. The runner's going to steal from third. Ball's going to throw back. Going to be offline. Bears got to get to the warning track in front of the backstop to track that one down. So Aspen leads 7-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard now. The pitch, as the runner's going, throw down as the batter got in Bears' way. And now Ryer, Steve Ryer, coming out to talk to the field umpire and ask how in the world the runner, LaPointe, could be safe from stealing from second. I'd ask to appeal. I would have appealed it, but not the case, and apparently Coach Ryer satisfied with the explanation from the field umpire. The 1-0 is in for a strike. Pitch, swing and a miss. The Reed out ahead 1-2 on the batter, Benson. Just trying to get out of the inning. Without any more damage done. The pitch, swing and a miss, and that does it. First strikeout of the game for Reed, but 7 runs put on the board by the Skeers. And they now lead 7-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Delta with the work cut out for them here in the bottom of the second inning. Descending 9-1 and 2 in the batting order to the plate. I broadcast the Delta Panther Baseball, sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, frame service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. A&M Creations on Main, another proud sponsor of my broadcast here. A&M Creations on Main and Delta, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main, stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Rodney stole out for the bottom half of the second. A little bit of a cushion now. His team able to put seven runs on the board here in the top of the inning and now lead 7-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Chaz Wilkes will be set to lead off the inning, followed by Reed and Clay. Wilkes came in as a courtesy runner in game one. Limited at bats on the season. Just three of them. He's batting 333 with a double. His only hit on the season. So he's looking to start a mess here for the Panthers here. Being down four in the bottom of the second inning. Stoll stares in. He has his side. He'll kick and fire. Misses with the breaker. And the pitch. That one over Wilkes' head, and it's 2-0. Will steps up now back in. Here's the 2-0 delivery from Stoll. That one inside, and it's 3-0 to the Delta leadoff hitter. The pitch. 4-pitch walk to lead off the inning for Delta. It's a good start. Wilkes with speed down at first, and Tyree to the plate. Reed grounded to short for the first out in the Delta first, and Brian Bradford out of the Aspen dugout, and that's going to be a quick hook for Stoll. Looks like it's going to be Lucas Lee, I believe, coming in relief. What the skiers do defensively here. Brad Mason Motorsports pitching change will be Lucas Lee. Brad Mason Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus, a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So, coming into the game for the skiers, with Kadomski going to the plate, will be going to before the umpire said 5 for 13. But I'm not seeing a number 5 on my lineup. Let me see here if I can get this figured out for you, folks. Maybe it'll be 9 for 13. See if, we can bring an outfielder in, or if Schlosser will come in. It's like Seward is going to come into the infield and play shortstop. And Schlosser will come into the lineup for Stoll. And play left field. It's Ty Reed at the plate. Now he's still in the machine, pickoff throw over to first, trying to get Wilf out in time. Another Dowdy stealing machine pickoff throw, also not in time. Now here's the Taco Chimes first pitch to Reed. Runner Wilkes is going. Throw down is offline. It's going to bounce off the shortstop Seward into short left field. And actually, it bounced off the second baseman Delaney, who was covering Seward with the one. He tracked it down. That'll be a stolen base for Wilkes. So Delta with a runner in scoring position. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Reed. Taken outside, ball two. Here's the pitch. That one tails inside. Now 3-0. So this at bat going much the same way Wilkes did prior to it. First 3 pitches are balls. The pitch. Reed taking all the way, but Lee able to catch the outside corner for strike one. Wilkes with a good lead off the second, and Delaney pretty much at the bag. 3-1 is also a strike, so count now 4 to the Delta pitcher. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. One out, and Landon Clay will come to the plate. He reached on an error by Stoll last inning. Actually, I take that back. He was hit by a pitch, and a throw over. This is going to be a check swing, grounded down to first. Wilkes is going to advance to third, and there's 2 outs in the inning. Then bring Sprout to the plate. Sprout walked last inning, stole a base, came around to score. Looking for a 2-out base hit to cut into this Aspen lead. It's a sawed-off hit. Base knock into right field. Off the knuckles, an RBI single. As Wilkes scores from third, and Delta will cut into Aspen's lead, 7-4 now. Aspen on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Got an RBI single last inning. Gabby Steele machine kickoff throw over to first, trying to keep Sprout close. But Leho came in as a courtesy runner, stole third, and scored. Sprout getting out to his lead, and the Stouty Steel Machine pickoff throw a little closer than the last one. Sprouty's still back in plenty of time. The pitch, Sprout's going, pitches a ball, taken as a ball, and Sprout will have second easily as the throw down is high. Seward having to show off his vertical leap to make sure it didn't go into center field. The 1-0 pitch to Bear. As Seward will work in and out on Sprout down at second. That one, that pitch misses. Pitch 2-0. So Sprout with a good lead as Seward moves back in behind him. He's now at the bag. The pitch. Ball three. Two outs here in the bottom of the second inning. Has to lead 7-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the 3-0. Bear taking all the way. That's a fastball right down the pipe. And it's 3-1. Lee looks in, now checks Sprout down at second. He'll come set, check Sprout again. And then Lee will step off. So Sprouty dancing down there at second base as Seward was moving in and out behind him. The wind gusting now, blowing dirt on the infield. Makes it a little difficult if you're out there on the field. Lee will be set once again. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Since Bear was looking to put that over the self-help pediatric sign out there and straightaway right to get his team within one. Instead, it's a full count. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Lee shakes off several times before he finds what he likes. Seward continues to move in and out behind. Sprout down in second. The pitch taken for strike three at the knees. Looks like it might have been a little low. Umpire at home plate disagreed, and Delta half the second is over. They are able to put a run across at 7-4 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company, with Cabinet Design Solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another fine sponsor of my broadcast is Hellman Motor Company, who are pre-owned. It's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget with service made easy. With drop-off and pickup available, visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you, Hellman Motor Company. So it looks like we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. Creighton Sandoval will come into the game. He will take over the 9 hole that was occupied by Chaz Wilkes. Rylan Bynum will move from right field to second base. And Tyree will head out to right field. So Alex Schlosser will come to the plate as the first batter to face Sandoval here in the top of the third. Schlosser showing butt, pulls back, pitches high, ball one. Sandoval stares in, comes set, and the pitch. This one will hit Schlosser. And Joseph Clark will come to the plate. He reached on a fielder's choice and scored a run back in the second inning. I guess that was last inning. A good lead from Schlosser out first. And the ball will be chalk-bunted by Clark at the plate, and they're going to say the runner is out as Bear tagged Clark. Or see what the call is here. Are they going to call a foul ball on the bunt? Or no, they're going to call Clark out as Bear tagged him out in front of the plate. So Schlosser will take second on the sack bunt. One out, and Caleb Seward to the plate. Seward reached on an error and stole a base last inning. Came around to score as well. The pitch on the ground to Porter at third. Throw offline. Actually, Porter's over there at first now. So it looks like we might have... I think that's Workman maybe over there at third base. So Workman moving from left to third as Porter came in for Rip Lockhart at first on the substitution to start the inning. So two outs, the pitch from Sandoval on the ground to Clay at short. He's up with it on the first in time. So, Delta gets Aspen in order here in the top of the third. Delta looking to build on that momentum. As Lee grounded out to short there to end the inning. And we will go to the bottom of the third with Delta sending their 5, 6, and 7 hole hitters to the plate. As the wind is blowing even harder now. Blowing trash and around the broadcast press area, the media area here, and dirt around the infield. But my broadcast of Delta Panthers baseball is presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. So Porter came in, moved over from third to first on the pitching changes. Workman moved to third. So I'm still trying to figure out the defensive substitutions here. Maybe Reed went to left and Connor Workman set to lead off the inning for the Panthers. Workman walked back in the first. Stole the base, was left on. And he's now down 0-2. So the pitcher Lee shakes off a couple pitches. The 0-2 is going to be lifted into left field. It's going back, and it is going to one hop off the wall. Workman looking to round second, but he will pull up there with a leadoff double for the Panthers. He'll bring Ryland Bynum to the plate. Bynum moving to second base on the pitching change after starting in right field. Hit a sack fly RBI in the first. Sakotan first pitch to Ryland. He'll check it. And they're going to say he went around. Bynum disagrees, but steps out, takes a couple practice swings, and now steps back in. Good lead by Workman down at second. The 0-1 misses, and the count's now even at 1. Lee stares in, has his sign. And the pitch. Take it on the inside corner. And Bynum now going to have to be tough with two and protect. Aspen leads 7-4 on the Sunflower Arena scoreboard. No outs here. Bottom of the third. Runner on second is Workman after a leadoff double. Lee is set. Looks at Workman. Delaney down there at the bag. The pitch. This is the zone outside. The count's even. Two is low, and the count's now full. So, Bynum looking for a base hit or ball four to win this battle. And the pitch, off-speed pitch, foul back out of play. The wind gusts again. Lee is going to call time. Step off the back of the rubber. The pitch comes in high and Bynum draws the walk. South will have runners at first and second. No outs. Lance Porter to the plate. Porter was hit by a pitch back in the first inning. Stole a base. Good lead by Workman out at second. Lee checks him out, now comes home. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Porter got caught between swinging and checking and ended up going around. First baseman Hurd playing in front of the runner Porter at first. As the 0-1 is taken for a ball. The pitch at the box. Lee turned just a little too far to look like he was going to throw to second, then came home. And so Delta now with two runners in scoring position as Workman's at third and Bynum's at second. The pitch misses high, and it's 2-1 to Porter. Porter steps out, now he'll be back in. Lucas Lee will now be pitching from the windup. Here it is. Out back to the screen, and that's where it sticks. As Jacob Hancock, the on deck pinch hitter, will come grab the foul ball out of the fence and counts even at 2 now to Porter. The pitch. This one, soft liner into left field. The wind wreaks havoc with it. Clark able to make the catch. So Porter with the sack fly, the RBI sack fly, and as Workman scores from third. And Delta continues to cut into Aston's lead at 7-5 now on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Jacob Hancock came in to play left field on the pitching change when Workman moved to third. Left in the top of the inning. Took over the number 8 spot that was occupied by Lockhart at the top. Hancock takes strike 1 on the Taco Time first pitch. Dowdy steal with machine pickoff throw to second to get Bynum, and weakly done was the throw, and Bynum back standing. The pitch from Lee is going to get Hancock. Caught Hancock on the pant leg, and he will now be at first. I bring Straighten Sandoval, who came in to pitch on the pitching change in the top of the inning. So, one out in the inning, and runners at first and second. Sandoval looking to get within a run here with a base knock. The pitch. Chop out in front of the plate. It's rolling up the line slowly. It's going to stop. That's an infield hit. As it did not get outside the third baseline, Lucas Leoff did not to pick the ball up, and the ball stalled. And we're going to get a courtesy runner down at first. Brian Bradford out of the dugout. Courtesy runner is going to be Jesse Delgado. Two things I've seen today that I never thought I would see. Trenton Sandoval stole a base and got an inside or infield hit. So Delta will have the bases loaded. And we'll have the top of the batting order to the plate, Tyree Reed. 0-2 with a strikeout today. One out, Reed, with one swing of the bat, can tie the score or pull Delta back ahead. The pitch, swing and a miss, as Reed missed the high heat. Reed steps out, now back in, Lee's set. and delivers the 0-1. Reed checks his swing, and on the appeal, first base umpire says, yes, he did hold up, so the count's now even. Bynum's the runner at third, Hancock at second, Delgado the courtesy runner at first. Reed faces across the board, one ball, one strike, one out. Here's the pitch from Lee. Taken at the knees for strike two. One out here in the bottom of the third. Delta's got the bases loaded. Lee going out of the windup now. Shakes off several pitches before he comes set. Here's the pitch. Fouled back to the backstop. As Reed continues to battle. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Lee. Misses the outside quarter, the count's even. So Lee will now change from the windup to the stretch. Comes set. And delivers. On the ground in the hole on the right side. One run will score. Hancock going to score from second. A two RBI single ties the score for Delta. Delgado ends up at third. And Delta's fantastic freshman comes through in the clutch. So once again, score tied at 7 now in the Sunflower Room scoreboard. One out, Landon Clay to the plate. Clay 0 for 1 today. He's also been hit by a pitch. Scored a run. The pitch. Misses the zone outside. Reed the runner at first. Delgado at third. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Lee. The runner at first, Reed, is going. The pitch misses inside, and Reed has a stolen base uncontested. Clay steps up, now back in. As Lee switches back to the full windup, the pitch. Found back out of play. The wind gusting once again. Clay takes the time getting back into the box. Lee will step off as the dirt across the infield pretty bad being blown around out there right now. Now we're back to action. Lee stares in. He's ready. And delivers. This is high. 3-1 the count now to Clay. And the pitch. One will be lined foul out of play on the right side. So Clay back into the right side now. Face the righter. The righty Lee shakes off the sign. Now he's ready to pay off pitch. This is outside, and the Delta Cabinet Company walks the bases loaded and brings possibly, after Connor Workman, the hottest hitter for Delta, Braden Sprunt to the plate. about as singled and walked today as a couple stolen bases, an RBI, and a run scored. Infield in, trying to cut down the runner at home. The pitch, takes it high for a ball. Still only one out in the inning. Score tied at 7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delgado at third, Reed at second, Clay at first. The 1-0 pitch is outside for a ball. Sprout steps out, now back into the left side. The pitch to Bredo. That one's taken high and outside, ball 3. Sprout should definitely be taking all the way here, the pitch. He is, a 4-pitch walk. Breaks the tie, and Delta has retaken the lead. An RBI the easy way with a Delta Cabot Company walk for Braden Sprout. That'll bring the ninth batter up the inning to the plate in Delta's catcher, Brendan Baer. Baer has singled and struck out so far in the game as an RBI. Brett Leho came in as a courtesy runner for Baer back in the first. Leho stole a base and scored. So Delta sends Baer to the plate with one out. Bases loaded here at the bottom of the third inning. One run advantage, 8-7 the pitch. Swing and a miss. Lee shakes off a couple of signs. Now he'll come set. Pitching out of the stretch now. The pitch. Swing and a miss. The Baer steps out. Takes a couple of deep breaths. Now he'll be back in. And the pitch. High, bounces out of the catcher LaPointe's glove. He can't find it. Luckily, it's caromed back or just up the third baseline. And the pitcher Reed coming in to track it down. So Baer is still going to need to be tough with two and protect the plate. Brendan this week signed a letter of intent to play with his brother Andrew at Benedictine College. Andrew, successful pitcher, is Baer swings and misses at that pitch, and the increasing strikeout will be the second out of the inning. Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman has doubled and walked this game. Stole a base and scored. So I was saying, Brendan signed a letter of intent for Benedictine College in Kansas. His brother Andrew, already a pitcher for that school. The pitch. This is high, ball 1. Workman steps out, now back in. Here's the 1-0. Workman checks his swing and they're going to appeal down to first base umpire and they're going to say he did not go. Lee shaking his head back on the mound. Can't understand how that wasn't a strike, but the pitch taken on the inside half for a strike. This is 2-1 to Workman. Taken high. As Lee showing a little frustration now there on the mound. Let's stare in, shake off the sign. takes off another.
Oh, he comes back.
The pitch.
Taken.
As a high strike on the outside portion, and counts full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, double leads, 8-7 on the Sunflower Ridge scoreboard here in the bottom of the third. Here's the payoff pitch from Lee. Swing and a miss. Third strikeout of the game for Lee. Ends the inning. Strikeout sponsored by A&M Creations on Main. But Delta able to retake the lead after putting four across in the inning. Makes it five across in the inning. So the top of the, making the 2, 3, and 4 hitters do up for the Skiers as we head to the fourth inning. My broadcast to Delta Panthers baseball, sponsored by Choco Shack. Choco Town's a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick delicious meal. Choco Town, 707 Main in Delta. Delta Cabinet Company, another proud sponsor with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Chime's first pitch to Gadomski is low for a ball. Gadomski is 1-for-2 with a 3-RBI triple. Pitch foul on the third base side. Missed somewhere. It's now 2-1 to Gadomski. The pitch. Found back to the backstop. Counts even. So Gadomski steps out now, back into the right side against the righty Sandoval. Drayton stares in, he's got his sign. Here's the 2-2 delivery. Curveball strikes Gadomski out looking. That was dirty. That curveball started outside of the batter and curved right back into the strike zone. Unbelievable. And Gadomski knew it. Henry Hurd to the plate now. Hurd cut a sack fly in the second, reached on an error in the first. The pitch, hit on the ground off the mound. Clay at short, double pumps, and gets the runner at first. Lando showing his range as he was close to the bag at second when he fielded that. Took a high hop off the mound, had to wait for it to get to him. double clutch trying to get the ball out of his glove and made a perfect throw to Porter at first to get Hurd by half a step. Nico Durso to the plate now. Durso, 0-for-1, has reached on an error today's goal. Stolen a couple bags and scored a run. Top of the first pitch to him is inside for a ball. The pitch. This is inside as well. Here's the 2-0. Curveball misses somewhere, and it counts 3-0 now to Durso. The pitch. Four-pitch walk to Durso here with 2 outs. That'll bring LaPointe to the plate. LaPointe with a couple Delta Cabinet Company walks this game. Stole a base in the second and scored in that inning as well. Durso will be held on first by Porter. He's got a good lead down there. The pitch as Durso's going, throw down by Barrett in time, and Durso's out. Good throw by Bear to get Durso trying to steal. Clay putting the tag on down at second as the ball got there in plenty of time. So, the two-out walk does not hurt the Panthers. And they will send their 6, 7, and 8 hole hitters to the plate in their half of the fourth inning. My broadcast to Delta Panthers Baseball is brought to you by the Sunflower Room. If you need help to relax, with Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room, melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. Scotty Steel Machine is also a proud sponsor of my broadcast. It's 1935, Dowdy Steel Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, strength service, power cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today, 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. So finally, A&M Creations on Main is a valued sponsor of my broadcast. A&M Creations on Main and South are voted 2021 Best All-Round Restaurants. Great seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook too. Stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. Stopping at 305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. So Ryland Bynum will come to the plate for the Panthers. He walked last inning, had a RBI sacrifice fly in the first. He scored a run as well. He takes ball once. Here's the 1-0 delivery from Lee. In the dirt. And the pitch. Taken high and inside, ball three. Bynum will be taken all the way here, 3-0. The pitch from Lee. At the knees for strike one. Long look in by Lee. He has a sign he likes now. The pitch popped up foul on the right side. First baseman Hurd can't catch up with it. The count's full. Saru back into the right side now. As Lee is set, here's the payoff pitch. This one lined into left field. Clark back, and it is off the base of the wall. Rolls away from Clark as Bynum rolls into second with the leadoff double. Came about a foot away from his first home run of the season. That'll bring Lance Porter to the plate. Porter flew out to left last inning on an RBI sacrifice fly. Was hit by a pitch in the first. Also has a stolen base today. Lee is set as Bynum dances off the second. The pitch high for ball one. Delta leads 8-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. No outs here. Bottom of the fourth inning. Here's the 1-0 delivery. Popped up on the infield. Lee locating it and makes the catch. One out, and Jacob Hancock will come to the plate for his second at bat of the day. He was hit by a pitch last inning after he came in as a defensive replacement on the pitching change last inning. So he came around to score a run for Delta. Lee with a long look out at Bynum at second. The pitch taken for a strike on the outside portion of the plate. Hancock steps up, now back in. Delaney at the bag at second. Bynum dancing off the bag, the pitch. Foul to the plate. And now Hancock going to have to be tough with two, protect the plate, battle there. The pitch, strike three called. Hancock with a three-pitch strikeout looking for the second out of the inning. That'll bring Creighton Sandoval to the plate. Sandoval came in as a relief pitcher last inning. In the top of the inning, got an infield single in the bottom of the inning. His courtesy runner, Jesse Delgado, came around to score as he takes strike one. Sandoval steps out, now back in. The pitch popped up, foul back behind the plate, and the catcher, LaPointe, can't come up with it. And Sandoval gets a second chance. So he'll be at the plate 0-2 with two outs. His team clinging to a one-run advantage. 8-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Lee stares in. He'll come set. Find him the runner at second. The pitch. In the dirt. Good block by LaPointe. Bynum once again dancing off the second. Delaney over there at the back. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss as Sandoval way out in front of the offseed. Fifth strikeout of the day for Lucas Lee there. Brought to you by Ann & Creations on May. So Delta goes quietly in the fourth. 5-6-7 hole hitters for the Steers will come to the plate here in the top of the fifth. I broadcast at Delta Panthers South of Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626. And get a quote today for all your personal and business insurance needs. Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Brittany Sandoval out to work the fifth. This will be his third inning of work here today. He came in relief in the top of the third and not allowed a hit. He has hit a batter and walked one. He also has a strikeout. So Drayton will work from a point, Benson and Schlosser. They are set to come to the plate here in the fifth for the Skiers. Start the fifth inning. Delta leads 8-7 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The point was at the plate when Brendan Bear threw out Nico Durso attempting to steal second. So he'll lead off the fifth. He's got a couple of walks and a stolen base. Run scored today. He'll take strike one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt in the count even. Here's the 1-1 delivery. Fastball. Actually, that might have been the off-speed in there for a strike. Pitch. That one misses high. Counts even at 2 now. Delivery. That misses and the count's now full. Sandoval with a long look in. He's set now. Payoff pitch. Misses way outside and it's a Delta Cabinet Company walk to lead off the inning for LaPointe. No courtesy runner for Aspen. Tanner Benson will come to the plate. Benson has struck out and reached on an error today. Scored a run here in game number 2. He's going to square the bunt. Pulls back there as the ball bounced beside him and gets by. LaPointe will take second on the wild pitch. Pitch. It's Benson. Bunt. As Sandoval fields his position, comes off the mound, third base side, picks up the ball, looks first, turns and throws to Workman at third, and they get the lead runner, LaPointe. So one out as Benson reaches on the fielder's choice. Alex Schlosser will come to the plate. Schlosser hit by a pitch today. He came in as the defensive substitution on the pitching change that sent Lee to the mound for the Steers. Taco Time first pitch outside, ball one. Creighton stares in. He's got his side. We'll look at the runner Benson at first. Now come home. That's a high strike. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, 8-7 Delta. The pitch, curveball, strike two. So a good lead by Benson down there at first, held on by Porter. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Sandoval. Benson going, swing and a miss, throw down is over the head of Clay, who was fielding, but it looks like Delgado, who has come in to play second, well, was backing him up. Second-hand increases on main strikeout of the day for Sandoval. And now Joseph Clark will come to the plate. Pitch. Hit on a line to left field. He's going to drop in for a base hit. Trout up with it. Gets it in. And Clark's RBI single will tie the score at 8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Caleb Seward, the batter now. He'll foul it back to the backstop for strike one. Seward grounded out to third and reached on an error today. He's stolen a base and scored as well. The pitch, curveball. Cannot find that inside corner. Seward was bracing himself like he was going to get hit, and that ball was almost called a strike. The pitch. Runner's going. It's on the ground. Clay up with it. On the first, that will end the inning. So, Aspen able to tie the score at 8 here in the top of the fifth. In the bottom of the frame, Delta send the top of the lineup to the plate. 1-2-3 here in Delta. Delta Ace Hardware, a proud sponsor of my broadcast. Delta Ace Hardware has been a business serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you your next project. So it looks like we're going to have a substitution. Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change, actually. As it looks like Bowie.
Not a pitching change as Lee remains on the mound.
Ty Reed will come to the plate. He takes strike one, then ball one, so the count's even at one now. Reed is one for two today with a couple of RBIs and a stolen base. Swings himself that to the backstop, so he's going to have to be dealt with two now. Here's the pitch. On the ground in the hole on the right side and through. That's the base knock for Ty. They'll bring the shortstop Landon Clay to the plate. Clay is 0 for 1 with a walk. He's also hit by a pitch and scored a run here in game number 2. Reed with an average leadoff of first being held on by Hurd. Gowdy still a machine pickoff throw over there, not in time. The pitch, back up the middle, knocked down by Lee, he picks it up. Reed out at second on the fielder's choice. So Clay at first with one out, and Braden Sprout coming to the plate. Sprout has a couple of walks, a single, two RBI, stolen base, and a run scored here in the second game. The pitch. Hit high and deep to right field. He knows it. He pumped his fist at first base coach Paul Sheen as he's going by. He knew where it was going. Braden Sprout's first home run of the season is a two-run blast to right. Delta extends their lead. It's now 10-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Bear, 1 for 3 with a couple of strikeouts here in game 2. The pitch, swing and a miss. Here's the 0-1 from Lee. Comes in high. Lee's set and delivers. This one will be popped foul back out of play. One and two the count now to the Delta catcher. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. So two outs now, and Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman has doubled, walked, and struck out this game. It's a stolen base and a run scored. The pitch. Checks the swing. They'll appeal down to first. And the first base umpire not paying attention as he's in a conversation with the first base coach, Paul Sheen. Brian Bradford can't be pleased about that. As the first base umpire telling Bradford to settle down now, this one is going to be ripped into left field by Workman. That's a base hit. He's rounding first and heading for second. Heads up base running as the left fielder Clark took his time getting that in. So a two-out double for Workman, and Rylan Bynum will come to the plate. I mentioned last inning that from the top of this inning, it was Delgado at second. I was mistaken. It was still Bynum. Taco Time's first pitch is high for a ball. So Workman, the runner at second after a two-out double. Lee's looking down at him. Now comes home. Workman's going to the left center. It's going deep. It's off the wall. That's going to be an RBI two-out double for Bynum. Bynum hit, was looking to find his stroke at the plate. Now, Brian Bradford out of the dugout to have a conversation with the home plate umpire, and not sure what it's about. Lance Porter will come to the plate. Delta leads now 11-8 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard here in the bottom of the fifth. Two outs. Taco Time first pitch to Porter is going to flunk him. It's the second time he's been hit by a pitch this game. So Delta now with runners at first and second, and Jacob Hancock. Actually, we're going to see Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. And that's a base knock to left. They're going to send the runner Bynum from second. So Delta extends their lead. It's now 12-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Delgado at first with the RBI single. Porter at second after being hit by a pitch before Delgado. And Trayton Sandoval comes to the plate, bounces it to third. He can't hold on to it, and he will be on the base. That is an error. By the third baseman on a fielder's choice. So Delta has the bases loaded with Ty Reed coming back to the plate this inning. And here comes Brian Bradford again. And they're going to say, they're going to look at Benson's hand down there at third. He may have gotten spiked as he tried to make the tag on the bag. And they take a look at it. They deem him okay. We're going to get a courtesy runner down at first. It's going to be Joe Black for Trayton Sandoval. So Reed singled to start this inning, was ended up getting out the first out of the inning as well on a fielder's choice second. The pitch misses for a ball. shakes off a few pitches now. The 1-0. Swung on in this. Counts even at one now. Porter the runner at third. Delgado at second. And Black at first is the courtesy runner. And the pitch. Reed checks his swing. First base umpire says he did not go, and it's 2-1. So Reed back on the rubber now. He's set. And delivers out of the windup. Pitch will be fouled out of play on the right side, and the count's even. Deuces Wild on the scoreboard. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Delta leads 12-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the pitch. This one's going to be line foul on the right side. Reed continues to battle. Ty could really blow this game open with a two-out base hit here. There's the pitch. This one's off the catcher up the first baseline. And Lance Porter scores on the wild pitch. The runners all advance. So first base is empty as Ty Reed has a full count. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Reed checks his swing again, and he'll be down to first. Oh, they're going to say he did go around. I don't think he did. That was the same check swing he had earlier in the at-bat, but nonetheless, that will end the inning, but Delta pushes five more across, increases their lead to 13-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll go to the top of the sixth, and Aspen will be sending the top of the batting order to the plate. It'll be Lee, Gadomski, and Hurd. That'll be after this break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Reier, State Farm Insurance.
Brennan Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Brennan Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Brennan Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Brennan Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Reier's State Farm Insurance.
Here's Delta High School. Panthers lead 13-8 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Lucas Lee will lead off for the Skiers. He goes for two today with a walk. He's going to pop that back out of the play behind the plate. Especially landing about 10 feet behind the plate. Here's the 0-1 for sample. That misses the zone. I have to zoom low. Creighton has his sign and delivers. Swing and a miss. Mm-hmm. Lee steps out, now back in. The pitch popped up foul, back out of play. Sandoval stares in. Here's the 1-2. Curveball. Strike three looking. Third inning creation. Strikeout of the game for Sandoval. First out of the inning. The Tucker Time first pitch to Ben Godomsky. It's the curveball swung on and missed. Godomsky has struck out, tripled, and grounded out to third today. He's got a couple RBIs and a run scored as well. The pitch, that breaking ball misses on the inside. That thing is just nasty today. It's nasty every day. Aces across the board. One ball, one strike, one out. Delta leads 13-8 on the Sunflower Group scoreboard. That pitch misses outside. One delivery from Sandoval. Off weakly on the right side up. And the count is even. Pitch misses outside, and Sandoval loses the batter Godomsky to a Delta Mississippi walk. Now Henry Hurd will come to the plate. Hurd 0-2 today. 0-1 with a sacrifice reached on an error. Here's the pitch. This curveball behind the batter Hurd. That one kind of sailed on Sandoval as it picked up straight on it. Godomsky with a good lead off the first, held on by Porter. The pitch. This one hit on a line to left field. It's going to bounce off the wall. Bynum. We'll get it in from left field. So, one out double will put a couple of runners in scoring position for Aspen. Head coach Steve Ryer out of the dugout. Looks like we're going to have a pitching change. So, if I make the Motorsports pitching change, is on the way. We'll take a break and I'll get you the information on that when we get back. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
The free young, the shop saving by from Hilton Motor Company.
much. Well, sure, it's made easy with sharp arms and become available. There's a couple of numbers just in the numbers of Type 3-6-7-2-7. Everything we do is driven by you, the Hellman Motor Company.
You're the Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Tanner back with you, and Lance Porter will fish Sandoval heading over to first base. In just a second, I'll get you the numbers on Lance. Lance, with his first appearance last weekend in Gunnison, didn't give up a run. Had three strikeouts. Had a couple of innings of work in Gunnison. So it was game two of that single header. So he'll finish his warm-up pitches here, facing the number four hitter, the cleanup hitter in the lineup, the designated hitter, Nico Durso. So Porter finishing up his warm-up tosses here. Sandoval takes a couple of grounders at first, and Brian Bradford with another discussion with the home plate umpire here. It's like they're going to make Porter take some jewelry off. Steve looks a little frustrated out there. I think he thought the rest of us thought he should have been a couple of easy games that Delta's letting happen hanging around here. One out here. This Porter's there. Okay. One outside for a ball. Delta leads 13-8 on the Sunflower Ring scoreboard. Delta was down by four at one point. As the 1-0 misses for ball two. The pitch. This is the inside corner, and it's 3-0. Porter shares in. Now he's set. The pitch. And the Dirt Bear with a stop and a four-pitch Delta Cabinet Company walk will load the bases. Gadomski's at third, Herds at second. And Durso is at first. Taco time first pitch to Cameron LaPointe. It misses the zone for a ball. That pitch is ball two. So Porter gets a little strike here after coming in relief. The pitch, high and outside, ball three. Porter wins Justin just a little bit. He's still playing in. With the corners are in. Middle infielders at the plate, that's the one out. Point
Joe's March and all his fine there, but doesn't really matter if he tracks it down quickly. Another four pitch walk will give LaPointe an RBI the easy way. And now Tanner Benson becoming to the plate and looks like we're gonna another Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. Looks like Connor Workman will be coming in to pitch after Porter proves ineffective to the two batters he faced. Porter will move to third. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryan of State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2929. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Mark Tanner with you as Connor Workman comes in. Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. Workman also has had limited appearances this season. Only a couple. Tested the ERA, one walk, two strikeouts. He's only pitched 2 innings. So ERA not indicative of him as a pitcher. One out here in the top of the sixth. And Delta. Was up 3-0 early after the first inning, and then Aspen had a 7-run second. Delta was able to get back into the game, and they lead now 13-9 as Aspen's already played a run in this inning. Tanner Benson has reached on a fielder's choice, struck out, and reached on an error. He scored a couple of runs and stolen a base today. And they're going to call a balk on Workman as he did not pause long enough after he became a set, and a run will score. So runners at first and, or excuse me, second and third now. And the Taco Time first pitch to Benson. On the ground to third. It's through the hole. Clay up with it. Long throw to first, not in time. Dug out by Sandoval and on the throw. LaPointe will take third. It's an RBI single for Benson. Alex Schlosser will come to the plate. Schlosser struck out and been hit by a pitch in this game. Runners on the corners. That pitch misses inside. Runners on the corners for the Steers. Still just the one out as they inch closer to Delta's lead. It's 13-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Good lead by Benson at first. The pitch misses low and it's ball two. Batter shows bunt, pulls back, and that is ball three to Schlosser. Workman stares in. On look in by Connor. He's got a sign now. And the pitch. That misses, and it's a four-pitch walk to Schlosser. So, once again, bases loaded for the Skiers on the Delta Cabinet Company walk, and Joseph Clark will come to the plate. Clark's one for, excuse me, has a single, sacrifice bunt and a reach on the field of choice. A couple of RBI and a run scored today. The pitch. Out back to the backstop. Delta desperately looking for a way out of this inning. They've already allowed three. The pitch. Drop foul on the third base side. And I worked them quickly up 0-2. Workman set, and the pitch. That misses low. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Two down now, and Caleb Stewart will come to the plate. So Delta now with two outs in the inning after the inning creation strikeout by Workman. The strikeout by Clark. Of Clark by Workman. We'll just put it that way. Now Caleb Stewart to the plate. The pitch at the knees for a strike. Stewart 0 for 2 today has reached on an error, stolen a base, and scored a run. The pitch misses low. Two outs here on the top of the sixth inning. Delta with a two-run advantage, 13-11 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. The 1-1 pitch from Workman. In the dirt, bounces in front of Bear, now behind him. LaPointe will score from third on the wild pitch. Delta's lead is now one. The other runners advance, so Aspen with runners at second and third, and Stewart at the plate. Stewart, the ninth batter of the inning. Got some instructions from his first base coach before he steps back into the box. A 2-1 pitch from Workman. Line down the right field line and foul. So the deuce is wild now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, 13-12 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Workman stares in. That is fine. He'll come set. And the pitch. Pokes foul on the right side. Stewart will step up. Now back in. The pitch. Gets by Bear, and the tying run will cross the plate on the wild pitch. Schlosser advances to third. The Steers have now played at 5 in the inning. And the score's tied at 13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th inning. Workman shared in. Got his sign. The pitch. Misses the inside part of the plate. And a two-out Delta Cabinet Company walk will flip the lineup card as the Steers have batted through here in the top of the sixth. Lee struck out looking to start the inning. Will come to the plate. He's got runners at the corners. Schlosser the runner at third. Stewart the runner at first. Pitch from Workman. Catches the outside corner for strike one. Workman looks there. Has the sign. There's the 0-1. That misses. Just off the inside corner. Counts even at 1. And the pitch. Runner's going, and this is a sawed-off foul ball down the first baseline. That one came off the knuckles of Lee. So much backspin on it, there was no way that was going to be fair. So Workman now set. Here's the 1-2. As Seward's doing again, this one on the ground is short. Play up with it to first, and Delta finally is out of the inning. But not before a lot of damage was done by the Steers. 5 runs in the inning to tie the score at 13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Delta's got their 2, 3, and 4 holes coming to the plate here at the bottom of half of the 6th. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Terry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy's Wheel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy's Wheel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy's Wheel and Machine. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Delta High School. We get ready to start the Delta half of the 6th. And Brandon Clay set to lead off as Lucas Lee comes out to work for the Skiers. It'll be Clay, Sprout, and Bear due up. Delta allowed 5 runs in the top of the inning to allow Aspen to tie the score at 13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. I will once again reference the doubleheader in Aspen last year where Delta was up by 20 early in Game 2 of that series. Let Aspen get back into it, only winning by 3. And in this one, Delta was up early, allowed Aspen to take the lead, and Delta got back into it, took a 5-run advantage, and then gave it back and allowed Aspen to tie the score here at 13, as we are now. So Delta looking to put some distance between themselves and the Skiers here in the bottom of the grid. Clay has been on base a variety of ways today. In Game 2, none of those by a base hit. He swings and misses at the first pitch. He's been on via a fielder's choice to walk, and he was hit by a pitch. He's also grounded to first. He scored a couple runs in Game 2. So, looking to get on base to lead the inning off. The 0-1 pitch from Lee. High and strike, ball 1. Lee comes set, and the pitch way outside. Lee stares in. He's got his sign now. And the pitch misses low. And the pitch.
That's outside. A five-pitch leadoff. Delta Cabinet Company walk for Clay. And Braden Sprout looking to stay hot at the plate. Had a two-run home run on it his last at bat. He's also had a single here in game two. Walked a couple times. That's four RBIs in the game and a couple stolen bases and a couple runs scored. So looking to keep it going here. Clay's got a good lead off of first, the pitch. As Clay's going on the Taco Time first pitch, throw down is high and offline, and Clay gets himself in the field position with the stolen bag. Scott steps out, now back in. Clay with a good lead down in the second. Seward works in and out on him. The 1-0 somehow catches the outside corner and counts even at one there. The pitch. Ripped down the line, foul on the right side. Now Brado going to have to be tough with two and protect the plate. Lee stares here. Quickly has his sign. Now he's set. Out of the windup he comes. That misses the outside corner. And the count's even at two. The 2-2 delivery. That pitch sails on Lee, and the count's now full. So Sprout paddles the count full, looking for base hit, ball four right here. The pitch, swing and a miss. Out number one of the inning. And Brendan Bayer will come to the plate. Make that pinch hitter, Luke Gastineau, will come to the plate for Brendan Bayer. Gastineau on the season, batting 400 in five at bats, as a double and an RBI. Takes strike one, the outside corner, the pitch. This one will be fouled off on the left side. Quickly 0-2 to Delta's backup catcher. Gastineau has proven to be a patient hitter. So we'll see what he can do here down in the count 0-2. Clay the runner at second. Lee is set and fires. This one poked down the left field line for a base knock. That's rolling dead just in front of the wall in left field. He's going to leg out a double. Gastineau not really that fleet of foot, but he has the RBI double to break the tie, and Delta back ahead now, 14-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner out there for Gastineau. Number 23, Kyle Kincaid, comes into the game. Kincaid, courtesy runner. So it looks like Kincaid will come in as actually a pinch runner for Gastineau. And Connor Workman will come to the plate. Workman with a couple of doubles here in the game. Has walked, struck out, scored twice. Also has himself an RBI. Swing and miss at the first pitch. Workman steps out now. Back in as Kincaid the runner down at second.
Lee is set and delivers. Chopped on the ground to third. It's going to be snagged by Benson on to first, and it is in time to get the second out of the inning. Got worked in by about half a step for the second out, and Kincaid will be the runner at third. So Bynum to the plate now, as Brian Bradford's out of the dugout. So it's like we're going to get a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. It's like Lee will go back to shortstop and Seward will come in to pitch. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street, Delta. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Jonathan River Drive is truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Welcome back to Delta High School. Mark Canner here with you as Caleb Seward will take the mound for the Skiers. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Delta has retaken the lead 14-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Kyle Kincaid will be the runner at third. So during the break there, I was talking with the PA announcer about whether I heard the umpire correctly saying that Kyle Kincaid was coming in as a pinch runner and not a courtesy runner for Gastineau. So Kincaid who is who's rarely used as a Kincaid, who's a senior for the team and has a role as a courtesy runner and a backup outfielder, and as the runner, and he is at, had to stay at second as Workman hit the ball to third. And so Kincaid will be at second. What I was discussing with the PA announcer is we're not entirely sure if that's as Delta had pinch hit for the catcher with another catcher that pinch ran for him, which means Gastineau's day is over. So the only thing I can imagine is that they're going to resub Brendan Bear here the top of the seventh. We'll have to wait and see if that's what the case is. Ryland Bynum to the plate. Bynum, couple of doubles, a walk, and a sack fly here in game two. A couple runs scored. He takes ball one. Kincaid dancing off the second. Here's the 1-0 from Seward. It's in the dirt. It's past LaPointe. Kincaid is now at third base. So Bynum will step out now. That's it. With a 2-0 count. Looking to add to Delta's lead here. Late in the sixth inning. Pitch. Set the knees for a strike. shares in, comes set. Here's the 2-1. This one will be hit foul out of play if the count's even at 2. Deuces wild, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Delta leads 14-13 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the pitch. That just misses the outside corner, and the count's full. Home plate umpire's been calling that outside corner for a strike all day, and it just must have been too far off. Here's the payoff pitch from Seward. On the ground, foul down the third baseline. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs to Bynum. He's looking for base hit or ball 4 here. Base hit would score Kincaid from third. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So Delta able to break the tie with Landon Clay's run, and we will go to the top of the 7th inning as Delta clings to that 1-run advantage. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company have been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Taco Chan is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Chan, 707 Main in Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Here at Delta High School, and my logic proved correct as Brendan Bear re-enters the game at catcher. Like Braden Sprout, who started the first game, will now be on to close out game number 2, try to pick up his first save of the season. In game 1, Sprout only allowed 1 run. It was unearned. Struck out 12. Did not walk anybody, so starter turn closer Braden Sprout will face 2, 3, and 4. It'll be Gadomski, Hurd, and Durso for the Skiers. So Delta, in a game, quite honestly, they should have won running away. He's looking for Braden Sprout to close this out and preserve a 1-run lead here in the 7th inning. Gadomski, 1-for-2 today with a triple and a walk. Has struck out. That's a couple RBI. Pitch, 2-seamer. Across the heart of the plate, taking strike 1. Sprout set and delivers the 0-1. This one lifted into center field. I believe that is Brett Lejo, who has come in to play center field. It's actually Connor Workman, who went from pitcher to center. So no defensive substitution. They just changed
positions there. So a leadoff double by Gadomski. And Henry Hurd will be at the plate. He fouls the Socrates first pitch back out of play. Hurd, 1 for 3 with the double today in game 2. Actually, 1 for 2 as a sack fly, reached on an error and scored a run. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So Stout way up now on the batter Hurd. Gadomski is the tying run out at second. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Brado. Swing and a miss with the high heat. One out. That'll bring the designated hitter, Nico Durso, to the plate. Durso has walked, rocked twice, reached on an error, and grounded out to second. He's got a couple stolen bases and a couple of runs today. First pitch to him is a strike. Sprout checks the runner at second. He'll step off. Actually, he didn't step off. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Breaking ball in the dirt, but Durso swings over the top of it. And again, 0-2 to the skier batter. Bayer did a good job of keeping that in front of him. And Gadomski is down there at second, not able to advance. The pitch. Swing and a miss from straight cheese from Sprout. Second strikeout of the inning. 14th strikeout on the day after his 12 in game 1. Two outs now. Delta still maintains that one-run advantage, 14-13 on the Seven Cloud Run scoreboard. Gadomski with a leadoff double has him out on second. LaPointe at the plate. The pitch, the runner's going, throw down, and it's going to go into left. Porter tracks it down, and the run will score to tie it at 13-14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Now, Sprout with an 0-1 pitch that's in for a strike. Prado can only hope for two wins in the same day as he misses the inside corner. Not sure where that missed. Neither does Brado. He was on his way to the dugout. He thought that was strike 3. Umpire said, nope. So, Sprout will come back with a 1-2 delivery. That one also missed the inside corner somewhere, and the count's even. The pitch fouled back to the backstop, where it sticks. Deuces wild, 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. We're right at 14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. This pitch lifted into center field. Workman retires LaPointe, and Delta is out of the inning, but not before the skiers can tie the score at 14. Delta sends 7-8-9 to the plate in the bottom of the seventh. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryers, State Farm Insurance.
Battling the wind. I'm Mark Tanner. Delta heading to their half of the seventh inning with the score tied at 14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Caleb Seward set to face up Porter, Delgado, and Sandoval. Delta just needs one run here at the bottom of the inning to end this ball game. Batters need to come to the plate with that in mind, that hits and base runners are just as good as the long ball in this situation. So Porter here in game two is twice been hit by a pitch. Other than that, he's 0 for 2. Been able to steal base as an RBI and run scored. So Porter will be in on the right side, and I think the instructions to him are obviously get on base. Seward digs in on the rubber. He'll step off now. Seward will stare in. And the pitch. Behind the batter Porter. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Seward. This one will be fouled off the backstop. And the count's even. Porter steps out now, back in. As the wind blowing out to left. The pitch. This one also behind Porter. Porter steps back into the box. Seward stares in. Here's the 2-1. This one will be poked foul on the right side out of play, and the count's even at 2. Seward set. He'll kick and fire. Porter bounces it out in front of the plate. Lee up with it. And he'll retire Porter. So one out, and Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. Delgado came in as a defensive replacement. Had an RBI single in the fifth inning. Seward will step off as the wind gusts.
pitch. Popped up foul on the right side. First baseman Hurd giving chase. He won't get there. The pitch. This is outside. McCann sees at one. Seward looks in. He's set now. And delivers. Catches the outside corner. Strike two. So Delgado going to have to be tough with two in battle now at the plate. That misses the outside corner and the count's even. Long look in by Seward. Now he delivers the 2-2. This one will be popped up on the infield. Delaney out. Gadomski out. And he'll make the catch in short center field. There's now two outs. That'll bring Sandoval to the plate. Drayton steps in. Came in as a relief pitcher. Struck out and reached on the fielder's choice here in game two. The pitch. On the outside half of strike one. Here's the 0-1. That misses low and outside. Counts even. Drayton looking to keep this one going here in the bottom of the seventh inning. The pitch. High chopper over the pitcher's head and through. Seeing a single for Sandoval. And Delta's hopes stay alive here. See if we get a pinch runner for Trayton over at first. Bynum's looking in the dugout. No pinch runners, says Sandoval will be the runner at first, and Ty Reed will be at the plate. Reed's 2-for-5 here in game two. Does have a couple of strikeouts and a couple of RBIs. Stolen base as well. Seward steps off. The pitch. Reed will check his swing, but it's called strike one. One delivery, that's outside, and the count's now even. Reed will step out, now back in. Score tied at 14 here on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, bottom of 7. Two outs, 1-1 pitch. Couple foul on the right side, and Reed's going to have to be careful too. Signs from Coach Steve Breyer down to the third base coach's box. Seward will stare in for his sign. The pitch. Way outside past the catcher, LaPointe. Sandoval will advance on one pitch. And now we will get the pinch runner for Tank as Joe Black will come in. So Sandoval's day here is through. See who comes in defensively. If it comes to that. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and the inning creations on main strikeout ends the seventh inning. And we will go to extra frames for the second time this year. The Steers will send 6, 7, and 8 to the plate. We'll get you the defensive changes when we come back from this break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Helton Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HeltonMotorCo.com to shop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Helton Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Black will stay in the game and head to center field. Gunnar Workman moves to third and Porter back to first. Braden Sprout, who came in relief last inning, will be on the mound. We'll get set to face Tanner Benson. Six-hole hitter for Sears. Here as we start the eighth inning. Benson, 1-for-2 today, has reached on a fielder's choice and an error. He struck out. He scored 3 runs. The pitch. This is the inside corner for a ball. This umpire does not like that inside corner at all. The 0-1. That catches the inside corner for a strike. Umpire got a good look at that one. Here's the 1-1. Right down Broad Street for strike 2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll be the third strikeout of the game for Sprout. Brought to you by Adding Creations on Main. Alex Schlosser will come to the plate now. Schlosser takes ball 1. Schlosser came in back in the third. He was hit by a pitch, struck out, and has walked. The 1-0 is swung on and missed, and the count to even aces across the board. 1-1, score tied at 14 here on the Sunfly Room scoreboard is the 1-1 foul back to the backstop, and Fredo ahead in the count 1-2. Pitch. This one chopped over Sprout's head. Clay up with it on the first, and he will retire Schlosser. So 2 outs in the inning, and Joseph Clark will come to the plate. Clark, 0-2 with a strikeout today, is reaching on a fielder's choice and scored a run. Like, we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. I'll get you that. We come back from the break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryder, State Farm Insurance.
Do you need help to relax? Let Stacy at the Sunflower Room melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and body work, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2929. That's Stacy Simicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
Come in on the Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. He will take over the bottom of the lineup where Bonnie had come in to pinch run for Sandoval and then went out to play center field for the first two batters of the inning. Sprouty has back to center. He'll face Steers left fielder Joseph Clark. So right on right here. Two outs. Four tied at 14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Top of eight. Is the pitch on the ground. This slow roller. Leho can't track it down. He does. In time! Great job by Leho not giving up on that. Quickly able to track it down as it got by him on to first. And Delta's out of the inning. So Panthers with some momentum now heading to the bottom of the eighth. And they've got the 2, 3, and 4 holes coming to the plate. We'll take a break. This is Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryder State Farm Insurance.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine has offered a wide array of welding and fabricating services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they will help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryder's State Farm Insurance.
The eighth here in Delta. I'm Mark Cantor, and it'll be Clay Sprout and Bear due up for the Panthers here. Clay is 0-1 today with a couple of walks. He's been hit by a pitch, reached on a fielder's choice, and scored 3 times. He's facing Stewart for the second time, I believe. So here we go, bottom of the eighth inning. Score tied at 14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, and Landon Clay to lead off. Half a time, first pitch to Clay. This is low. Clay steps out, now back in. And the pitch on the ground to short. Gadomski up with it to first, and it's in time.
one out here in the bottom of the eighth, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Braden, two for three in game two here with a home run. Couple of walks in the game and a stolen base for RBI. Got himself a good game today. He's got himself a real good day, actually, as he takes ball one. The pitch from Stewart. Taking outside ball two. Two-0 pitch. Way outside. So Rich Fairfan got his sign. And the pitch. Take it right down the middle for a strike. Here's the 3-1 from Stewart. This one will be popped foul back out of play and the count is full. Payoff pitch from Stewart. Popped up out of play as Sprout continues to battle. And the pitch. Way outside. Sprout draws the one-out Delta Cabinet Company walk. That'll bring Brendan Bear to the plate. Sprout with obvious speed over at first. Stewart gets a visit from his first baseman, Hurd, as they have a discussion here about maybe a way to pick Sprout off over there. Sprout with a good lead at first now. Stewart stares in. Comes set. Bear showing Bucks. Sprout was leaning towards second when the Dowdy Stealing Machine pickoff throw came over. He gets back in time. Stewart stares in. Bear again shows Bucks. Sprout. Back in front of the Dowdy Stealing Machine pickoff throw once again. So a game of chess here on the baseball diamond. The Sprout with another good lead. Air showing bunt. Pitch from Seward. Sprout goes, it's going to be fouled off by Bear. Sprout will retreat the first. The Briar calls Brendan Bear over. Has a little discussion on strategy. Brings his catcher back to the plate. Now Brian Bradford will be out of the dugout. We'll see if this is just a conversation about how to pitch the Delta catcher, if we're going to get a change here. So Bear looking to maybe sacrifice Sprout over into scoring position at second as the strategy meeting is over. One out here in the bottom of the eighth. Score tied at 14 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. 0-1 the count to Bear.
good lead at first. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Bear. Nope. Landon has to shorten up a little bit in order to protect the plate. Seward taking his time getting back on the rubber. He'll tear in now. Everstein. The 0-2. Air lays off as Sprouts off and running. Pitch was high. It's ball one. And Sprouty found scoring position with a one out and a 1-2 count to the batter Bear. Sprout with a big lead off of second. The pitch outside, and the count's now even. Look in from Seward. Has a sign. Here's the 2-2 pitch. This one popped up foul out of play on the left side. Good lead out of second by Sprout. He's for a base hit here. He's going to score. This one's inside, and it misses. It's the same problem that Braden Sprout had with his inside pitches. As the close one's called a ball, not a strike, and the count's now full. Here's the payoff pitch. It's going to be lined into right. That's going to be a walk-off single. Sprout will score from second, and this game is over. So Delta able to hold on for the 15-14 victory here in 8 innings. Player of the game brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. And player of the game going to be Braden Sprout. He had a two-run home run as well as a single. Four RBI on the day, three walks. A strikeout here in game two. Even pitched a little, got himself a couple of strikeouts here in the second game. Honorable mention going to go to Brendan Bear, though, for that walk-off single to score Sprouts from second. Next up for Delta, the trip down Highway 50 for a game against Broncos on Tuesday. I'll be streaming shortly before the first pitch at 4 p.m. Once again, final score of game two was Delta 15, Aston 14. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryan of State Farm Insurance. I'll talk to you on Tuesday.